The protest on the North Bank Riverwalk was one of 10 held around the state. Bills in the House and Senate would give the Florida Department of Environmental Protection the authority to establish water quality standards. DEP reached a deal with the Federal Environmental Protection Agency that expanded the state's authority. But St. John's Riverkeeper Lisa Reinemann says the pending legislation doesn't do enough to keep nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus out of the St. John's River.
There's no protections triggered until the pollution, until the algae's already there. And at that point, it already costs too much. And then we already have limited resources, and we're not able to catch up with the problem we have today. So by allowing it to continue, it's just going to raise that price tag and push it off to future generations.
The protesters say they want the state to implement stronger waterway protections. Northeast Florida Sierra Club Chair Janet Stanko says the cost of cleaning up algal blooms is being pushed to the taxpayers instead of the polluters. Kevin Mershart, WJCC News.